what's the fun thing about today? Is we get to do podcast?
But we can say whatever we said last week, and it'll be like it's new.
That is true. That is true. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, Johnny. And with me, I've got DJD and Farmer.
Howdy.
Hey, what's going on?
And I want to talk about something really quick before we get started. This is episode 5. Well, yeah, we got Craig in the back. Johnny. I'm not forgetting about Craig because we're going to talk about Craig. So we always talk about how Craig is our rock, right? Craig's the rock. He's our audio engineer out there in the back. Hey, what's up, Craig? Guys, this is episode 5, not episode 4. I'm sure you noticed there wasn't an episode last week because Craig dropped the ball.
Hey, dropped it. Actually, a good manager defends his employees. It wasn't Craig's fault. It was Discord's.
Yeah, but you know what? In the end, it is Craig's job to record the podcast. And
no matter no matter what Discord says.
And Craig didn't let us know there was a problem. You know, and there's a lost podcast episode out there because Craig fell asleep at the board. You know? And just to tease it a little bit, to be honest, you guys, that's probably my favorite podcast episodes we've ever done. Like, and I'm not just saying that. It sounds so bad, but like, it was really good because we talked about Farmer and David did a 24-hour stream and like the details of it. And we talked about music, how we all have musical backgrounds, and we were talking about music. And oh man, it was just such a good time. And we got to the end.
Episode you'll never hear.
Yeah, you'll never hear it. See, this is why you guys got to join the Discord and come. You know, you can actually come and listen to this live. That podcast, that was just for me, D, and Farmer. You know, mm-hmm. Like Craig. That one was for us.
Whenever he was here.
And Craig.
And anyone else Craig's who popped in live, too. Which
right.
We do
anybody,
record these live.
Anybody who was here live, they would have heard it. And Craig was like, you know what? This is such a good episode. Nobody else gets to hear it. And he just hits the delete button at the end. That's what he did.
It's just for us. Craig sent me the files and I was like, it was pretty weird. I'm like, well, my file's only 20 minutes. Farmer's file was like an hour and 46 minutes, but it was only audio for like 40 minutes. David, I didn't even check David's. I was just like, all right, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. Just delete it. It's a pretty big bummer. But what's up, guys? Oh, David revealed that he is the proud owner of ROG Ally, a ROG Ally. We talked about handheld gaming for quite some time. Oh, yeah. It's so good. So good. So, D,
you
how's...
You know why we talk about handheld gaming for a bit, though, is because Xbox had a bunch of news come out last week.
Boom, boom, boom.
Or a week before last. And one of those was that the Xbox handheld is a few years out. It's been confirmed, but a few years out. Yeah.
Years. Yeah. I just want to throw that out there again. Can 365 days away. A few of them.
Does anybody want to say, like, we called it here in the podcast?
I think we called it first. I think that originated the Xbox Series Series H. Totally. I think that originated from this podcast.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Willed it into existence, manifested it. Yeah.
We manifested it, yeah.
Somebody had to.
So I picked up a ROG Ally, and I love it. It's great. Fantastic. Yeah. I can actually play games at more than the lowest quality. It's great.
I think that was the thing that I was so shocked by, because you've talked about quite a bit how like one of your PCs like basically is just like, you know, you just use it to browse the web, and the other one you've always said is bad, but this is how bad it is, you guys. David was like, I could only play World of Warcraft on the lowest setting. Whoa. And I was like,
wow,
what?
Well, on low.
That is surprising.
Not the lowest, but yeah.
Low. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot that there's even lower than low. That doesn't even make sense.
There's the potato mode, too. Yeah.
Where you literally can play it on a potato. It's like you can get a potato and you can just play it on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We also talked about mobile gaming, right?
Mobile gaming.
In the ether of mobile gaming.
I have gotten back into it. But, you know, it's usually just like to do the dailies and maybe do a couple matches here and there, but it's been great because I'm up to like 500 cards now. Haven't spent a dime. It's just fun to collect cards.
Sounds like an addiction.
It's
not an addiction, okay?
That's where I'm at with World of Warcraft 2, right? So I have my two healer characters, one on Horde and one on Alliance, that are level 80. And now I have a combat guy on Alliance that's level 80. So now I'm not like hardcore in it anymore, right? I'm like popping in for dailies, doing dungeons and stuff, playing when I feel like it. But I've been playing Prince of Persia, the side-scroller Prince of Persia, which is a blast. I was stuck. I beat the part I was stuck on. So, you know, we're back in business, everybody, right? We beat that boss. So that...
Yep, all the people that heard that last week.
All the people that heard me talk about it last week. Yeah, exactly. It was a good time. The one big update for me. So a couple things. I have an Xbox Series X, and I keep it at the studio now because we just weren't using it at the house very much. We had it at the house as a Blu-ray player, you know, because we don't ever watch Blu-rays. I don't think we've watched a Blu-ray in like, you know, I don't know, 3 years. And then as soon as I brought it here to the studio, my wife got like a Blu-ray of her dance performance that was just like a few months ago. And I was like, oh, well, we can't watch it because, you know, Xbox is at the studio.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. But again, we've literally it's been like more than 1,000 days since we watched a Blu-ray. So it's sure, just ridiculous. Yeah. But probably the only bummer, since I do not own a ROG Ally, I own a Steam Deck, is I can't play Fortnite or Minecraft Bedrock with my son. Like, I literally just have no way to do it.
Organically, anyway.
At home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I realized something. I do have a way to do it, because I have a Nintendo Switch.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, that's true. I could play Fortnite on the Switch, right? Like, yeah. That's how Johnny's playing it. I could play... I mean, playing any game on the Switch is playing in potato mode. There is that.
It's rough. I don't know that it's that rough, but it's rough.
Am I wrong? am I wrong here?
I think that's overstating it a little bit. But
that every game playing it is for the potato mode. Wait for Switch 2.
I'll say this. Nintendo's games are fine. Like, but they're optimized for it.
We've got this great comment here. Wait for Switch 2. They were like, we are going to be announcing the Switch successor in 2024. And every time Nintendo has made an announcement, they are like, by the way, we're not talking about the Switch successor, this announcement.
Yeah.
It's November 23rd. When are they going to make this announcement, if they're going to make it at all? Right? Is this going to be like a December 31st at like 11:59? You know, they're going to be like, guess what, guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's Nintendo. They're going to wait to the last hour. But I think what Microsoft is doing, and the fact that they're, you know, it is a little ways out there, but I'm sure it's on schedule to be a competitor at the same time as Nintendo.
I hadn't thought about that. That it's on schedule to be a competitor for Switch 2.
I didn't think about that either.
I didn't think about that at all. Yeah. Well, it would be Microsoft trying to muscle in on a similar territory. But that's assuming that... So they did announce that Switch games would be back compat.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I was not expecting that. I really wasn't. It's really cool that they're doing it. It's what I would expect any other company to do. But I was not expecting Nintendo to necessarily.
Yeah, not for Nintendo. They're very, you know, more uppity, you know, kind of, you know, lift their nose up to all the other people. You
they're
know?
Like, listen, this is our whole, you know, this is how we make money, is how many times have you bought Ocarina of Time?
Right, exactly.
For $60. Right, not even like for like $20 or something. Hey guys, this is a 30-year-old game
because we made it HD and it's better, so we're going to charge you for it.
It's HD, and guess what? It's on the Switch, so it still looks like a potato. But an HD potato, you know.
It's on the Switch, eh?
Logan is bringing up, until the Switch, weren't most primary consoles not backwards compatible? Yes and no, right? The PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360 were. I think you could play PS1 games on PlayStation 2. And you could play Xbox games on the Xbox 360.
I don't think any of the PlayStations were backwards compatible. Am I wrong?
You are wrong. because the PlayStation 3, you could play PS2 games, and then they actually took it away.
Okay.
I remember this because they were like one of the biggest people.
Like the biggest company at that time. You know,
Specific models were compatible.
They were kind of the pioneers of that.
Ooh,
and then again,
Logan
like,
is saying PS2 could play PS1 games. Well, yeah, they were one of the big pioneers for it, but then they went back on it. And it was the same thing of people were buying PS2 games and just playing it on their PS3, almost like a current problem that they have. And their way around that was they just made like...
Wait, PS1 games or PSX games, Logan?
What they did was they made certain, like the newer PS3s could not play PS2 games.
So most PSX games were backwards compatible for PS2, but not all.
But was the Wii with Wii U? You know what I'm talking about? Like, could you play Wii games on the Wii U?
I don't think so. They had Logan that whole library of
the
other
Wii,
things that they can play.
You could play GameCube games. Sure. But
I've talked about this.
Well,
you could play the GameCube games that they ported. I'm not sure if it was actually back and pat, though.
I've talked about this with
Wii, for sure.
Yeah.
This is also a different kind of.
This is a good question for Travis. Where is
Logan is saying they were 100% backwards because this is also the age of physical media, right? So you would be putting your Wii disc into the Wii U, and it would be spinning it up. So like. On one hand, for Switch games, which are a little cartridge, it would
Logan's
mean that
wrong.
For it to be.
Oh my gosh!
Sorry. Oh, Logan's wrong. What are you? Are you looking it up? Did ChatGPT say
the
he's
newer
wrong?
Models did not have full backwards compatibility? Only the models with the vertical Wii logo and GameCube ports on the top are able to play GameCube games.
All right. Well, that's actually the title of this episode: is Logan's wrong?
I think everybody. You're wrong. They're wrong.
I think that's he's the wrong. Title of the episode.
So it's been hit or miss basically for backwards compatibility is basically what it looks like. Yeah.
Well, and again, so them saying that here's the problem though, Logan, right? At least for me, these technicalities are super important because then you're like, oh, it's back compat, and then you get one and it's like, oh,
exactly.
It turns out it's not.
You got the wrong model? Like, I mean,
you got the wrong model.
That's a
this
stupid
is like,
thing.
This is them saying that, guess what, guys? Day one, you can play it. Here on Game Pass, and then you find out actually you need Game Pass Ultimate to play it on day one, not Game Pass or Game Pass Core.
Thankfully,
or Game Pass PC.
That's so much easier, though.
You need Game Pass Ultimate.
You're acting like it's so hard. It's way easier to up your subscription than to actually buy new hardware, to go back to the store and like spend another $200-$300 to get the right device. All you have to do with this is just get $20
buy a PlayStation
extra.
Because like one of the other things that Xbox announced like 2 weeks ago was that Phil Spencer said there's no red lines when it comes to which games could be multi-platform. So,
what? Yeah, he said that?
That was the quote. Yeah.
Oh
no
God.
Red lines, yeah. So, I mean, like, I mean, but...
So what David is saying is there's not going to be another Xbox. It is just totally going to become a platform.
They'll continue doing hardware, it seems like. I mean, so far, they're at least dedicated to the next gen. The question is how long they'll continue doing hardware if not that many people are buying it, because why would you, you know? Like, I would prefer it, but I mean, like, I know I'm in the minority there.
I keep coming back to it of, you know, they get that cut of their store too, right?
Yeah.
That's not nothing.
Yeah.
Like everyone buying Apex coins and everybody buying V-Bucks and all that stuff. I mean, they're getting a 30% cut of all that money.
And that
is it enough to justify
like consoles are
having
already
a
loss leader. Yeah. So
I
mean,
know,
like,
but
we'll see. Yeah.
The biggest thing is if the margins outweighs the other, you know, if they say, okay, we lose some sales here and there because now it's, you know, you can do it anywhere. But if they gross the margin by a tenthfold or whatever, you know, so much more, then it really doesn't matter when it comes to the business, you know, side of things, you know. And again, they want to go back to the whole let gamers play wherever they want to play. And
right.
I mean, I like that business model in a sense.
Like they came out
to...
with. Well, they came out with those commercials.
Yeah.
The, you know, like this is an Xbox commercials. which were like showcasing a bunch of different devices saying, hey, you can play here, you know, like be it your like Fire Stick or your tablet or your phone or your TV or, you know.
So they're already in. They're already kind of sunk in that direction. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a different thing. And it might, you know, cause some, like as far as the hardware side, it might, who knows? They might still do it and it might just be a minority thing. But if the other side is so much more successful, then it can really just kind of carry the rest of it forward.
Well, when it comes down to it, I would say that gaming is one of my higher priority expenditures, right? Like I want to be kind of like in like at the very least in the current gen of things, right? So I'll put aside the money for a new PlayStation and a new Xbox, right? Not everybody necessarily has that same priority or like the same, like, you know, privilege afforded them to be able to afford both. And if you know that again, all the Xbox games are coming to PlayStation and you can only choose one and you know, PlayStation isn't going to do the same. Like, I mean,
you that still get an Xbox because PlayStation sucks. I mean, you know, that's the thing that's hard. It's just like, wow, all the Xbox games are going to PlayStation. Wow. They've got these exclusives. Wow, like really all of the arrows are pointing at PlayStation, but in the end it still sucks. So like you just don't get it. You know what I mean?
It's like that thing like when you point at someone, four fingers are pointing back at you, you know?
or the fact that, you know, talking about our 24-hour stream, David and I played a lot of games on our 24-hour that we didn't even have installed.
Yeah.
Like, so there's that whole idea. And how many people have phones these days? Okay. Here's the visual bit. I'm holding
literally
my phone.
Literally everybody.
Everybody has phones. If you can tap into this market or tablet market or PC market or something like that, that is going to be so much more return than anything else.
Well, and one of the other things that just got announced this week was that Xbox just released the first 50 owned games that you could play on cloud. So, like, they're actually doing it. They're actually allowing you to bring your library wherever you are with cloud play. And hopefully they put a significant amount of, like, investment into cloud. I mean, they've already said they're going to. But, I mean, like, that could be really, really cool to, like, be able to play your Xbox library wherever, you know? I mean, especially if cloud technology and, like, Wi-Fi technology and all of that gets better, you know? We'll see, but I'm optimistic towards that. Because apparently, like, the NVIDIA one, like, NVIDIA GeForce apparently works pretty well, actually. Like, the even on a visual fidelity front, which is where Xbox Cloud kind of struggles a bit. And so, like, if they can match that, I think they'd be in a really good place.
Yeah, I've complained about cloud gaming in the past, but I do feel like I've even noticed it's getting better.
Yeah.
But I do want to go back really quick, talking about the Switch successor. It seems like it's going to be a Switch 2 and not something else, right?
Switch like, 2 that's what it's like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. With the backwards compatible, like, announcement and everything, like, and just, like, I don't know.
Right, because it would like, be, it seems like it, but I mean, there is still a chance that Nintendo is working on something really stupid that they're like, guess what? You know what we realized that we wanted to do, you guys? Guess what's, it's actually, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they're like.
Yeah.
And they're like, you guys wanted to Switch too? Well, guess what? We're giving you something else, right? But I am really hoping that that's what it is. And they, because the Switch unified their, like, handheld and their console stuff, right? It's just all in one now.
Well, and so, like, I just hope it keeps going so forward. Well, like, I think it's that, like, I mean, if to go by history, like, the Wii sold really well, so they made the Wii U, which was like a variant of the Wii, you know, essentially.
But it also was moving toward the Switch, right? With like the gamepad that you can move away from the TV. It is interesting to see that.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, continue.
I am curious what a Switch 2 will look like. I have no doubt that, like, I would bet money on it being a Switch 2, but I wonder, like, what's going to be, like, the twist? What's the thing that actually makes it a little bit different, you know? What justifies pulling you away from the Switch besides being able to, like, play the same six games, you know?
You know what? Probably it'll just be better. Like the inside.
Yeah.
But literally, that's what we all want, right? Is there, like, guess what, guys?
That's true. That's literally all it would take, yeah.
Now,
that's true.
you can play games with PS3 graphics instead of PS2 Ooh. Graphics on the Switch. And we're like, PS3 graphics?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take like, my money.
And you even have the little button where you can swap it to PS2 and PS1 graphics if you want that nostalgic feel.
I was talking with our good friend G3, and I was like, if they remake the Halo game, like Halo 1, and update it again, you should be able to go through all three. Yeah, like, this sure. is sure. this is Halo 1, this is Halo Anniversary, this is Halo Anniversary.
So Halo Farmer and I were talking like a couple episodes ago about how like the Halo remake and the Gears prequel are like reintroducing these like franchises, right? Mm-hmm. Actually makes a ton of sense if they're coming to PlayStation too. Not play yeah. PS2.
Okay, but, like, I just want
to they're launching
like,
to a whole new generation.
Who are you right now? This whole episode, DJ has just been like, talking about PlayStation. I feel like he has been replaced by an imposter.
I know. I'm not super hyped for it, but I'm not even sure this is him. Even more
the
sense.
Next thing he's like, going to say is that the Zune wasn't that great. That's like the next thing. Yeah.
No, I would never say that. And I also. I do have questions too.
His
about,
imposter
like,
won't even go that far.
So, PS6 essentially using AMD chipsets instead of like Nvidia or whatever, because Nvidia lost that contract.
Right.
Or Intel, I'm sorry. Intel lost that contract. It does kind of beg the question of like how, because it seems like the primary like thing, at least in PlayStation's case, of being able to like do backwards compatibility has been using similar chipsets, and whenever they don't, then they have to emulate to do backwards compatibility, and like that's why you can only play PS3 games on like cloud streaming essentially.
I didn't know that.
PlayStation, yeah. So that does kind of make me wonder, like, will the PS6 like just have to emulate if it's using a different chipset than they've ever used? You know.
I mean,
but like maybe. I have a lot of problems. Oh, my thought is though, when it comes to like the Halo and Gears of War thing, was like I was wondering, like, because like even reintroducing those franchises, we still have access to those older games, and they still hold up, and they've still been remastered. But if those games are coming to an entirely new platform, you know, with like people who've never experienced them, yeah. Like, I mean, that's a whole new audience that's never, like, touched those pillars. And
it's
so
a whole new
sudden,
audience and a whole
strategy,
new generation, you know?
Yeah, like, and that strategy makes a lot more sense to me then, you know, in regards to that. Oh, one more PlayStation thing, too. PlayStation Portal, their handheld, just started doing cloud play. So there's, like, 150 games available through cloud play. The cool thing about that is...
Isn't the PlayStation Portal, though, it always has to... Doesn't it connect to their console or something like that? Don't they have some?
It used to. So when it released, yes, that was the only way you could use it. Now, all you need is PS Plus, allegedly. I'm not sure. I haven't looked into that personally.
But does it download games to it, or does it only play via cloud play?
It only plays via cloud.
Blame.
But the fact that it didn't before, and then they were able to update the firmware of the existing device that already launched to allow it to be able to do that is kind of cool. Like, just giving your users added
it's almost
value
like,
after you already released a product, that's neat.
It's almost,
I'm a fan of
it's
that.
Almost like they planned it that way just to test the waters. Like, okay, let's give it a test run without it and see how it goes. But I think that is really awesome. To go to Logan's question real quick, I really have been wondering this the whole time, Logan, about the AI deepfake, because have you seen David right now? Here's the visual bit. I mean, he has blue. Like this. He's not only that, but there's like
a cloud.
He has this essence. He has like this the essence of DJD surrounding him. I think. I don't know if he's real. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it could be, right? How many fingers has he got?
There. No more essence.
How many fingers has he got? I don't know. Count his fingers, count his teeth.
Whoa. That looks like six on that right hand. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Man with six fingers.
He thought he would have noticed.
Don't count my teeth, because I'm definitely missing a couple, okay?
You know what's an interesting one though is that, like, you know, like people that actually have six fingers probably hate that that's like a thing now, right? Where people, like, look, he's got six fingers, he's not real. Like, he's just like, oh god, why?
Well, could you imagine if you played an instrument and had that extra finger though, like for those crazy chords? I'm thinking as a guitarist, that would be pretty amazing.
As a piano player, I feel like it would get in the way, or like you would have to learn a totally new fingering specific ways of doing the different chords scales.
If you had it your whole life, you were used to it, and then you just have that extra finger. You just think about the fingers that you have. You're just used to it because you've had it your whole life.
No, I'm thinking about how when you do a scale, like if you do the scale of the key of C, you do your first three fingers, thumb, first finger, second finger, and then you tuck your thumb under and you go back, and then you do the rest of your fingers, and that's the whole scale. Bum, 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 ba-da-da-da-dum. But if you have an extra finger, you wouldn't use it, or you would have to tuck one finger early, and then you could use them all. Like, you would have to change the way you do the whole thing.
Yeah, you'd just be different. It'd be okay.
Sure. Yeah, it's... I don't know.
Fake DJD's back. Okay, anyway.
It's Craig.
What? Craig's taking over.
But I have good news, you guys, on the whole thing of, like, I think I'm going to just start using my Switch more. So, like, if Johnny wants to play Fortnite, maybe I'll play Fortnite with him on the Switch, you know, because I don't want to come all the way to the studio to play on the Xbox.
Wait, Johnny, a Switch Lite. You just said you're switching it up.
I won a Switch Lite from Tuna's charity stream today.
What? You won?
You won? That's it's super
Switch
cool.
Switch Lite giveaway. Yeah. I won. It's coming tomorrow. So now I'm going to bring it to an AFCON. I'm super pumped.
That seems so rigged. I'm going to message him right now.
I had a lot of points because I've never spent any of my Tuna points ever, so I bought 100 tickets. I don't know how many people bought tickets, but I had 100 tickets. I spent all of my points on this one for, like, watching him, like, the last, 4 years that we've known Tuna? Yeah. But I also, I got the Zelda edition Switch because it was the same price as the normal ones. So this one has a little Triforce on it. I'm excited. So, yeah, guys, I'm just going all in on these handheld stuff, you know? Handheld gaming, that's my thing now. Yeah, rigged. Rigged, totally I won.
Rigged, yep.
I won, I'm pumped. My wife, I told her, I'm like, I just want a Switch Lite, I'm so excited. And you want to know the first thing she said to me? She said, are you going to keep it?
She's probably like, don't you have enough, Johnny?
Well, I do have a Switch, and she's like, are you going to keep it? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, you want me to give it away? You want me to give away my prize? What? And then I'm like, yeah, I could give it to my nephew and, like, not talk to his parents about it first. Just be like, who's your favorite uncle? Here you go, kid. You know.
Enjoy.
What would you do, Farm, if your brother bought your oldest son a Switch Lite and just gave it to him? And didn't talk to you about it first or anything. It was just like, here you go, Enoch.
My brother knows me. I'd be totally fine with it because I've already been thinking. It's like, man, I need to get my Switch back.
Right.
I need to get it back. But
May I make a recommendation for you if you do something like that? Don't go the Switch Lite route for your kid. Go with a regular Switch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I did a Switch Lite for Johnny, and I liked how durable it was and stuff, but the big problem for me is he wore out the controllers on it.
It's so quick on those controllers, and I've had problems this whole time. I've had this other. Yeah, you'd literally have to pull it apart and then pull out the analogs and reintegrate it, resolder it.
No.
And that sounds like a hassle. I mean, I'm already having trouble with the Switch controllers that I've got. I bought like two extra pairs, and they just run through. Kids, they just run through it. I don't know what it is.
It's really, like, it's I haven't had as many issues. Or something. But the kids, I don't know what it is. Really oily hands. Mess them up. I don't know why. But yeah, like, we ended up getting him a Switch Lite, which he used for a few years, so I wouldn't say it was, like, worthless. But if we had gotten him just a Switch, we could have just replaced his Joy-Cons.
Right, exactly.
Instead of, we ended up getting him a Switch later on.
Well, can the Lite actually dock? It can't dock either, can
no,
it?
No, it doesn't dock. Yeah, it just charges at the bottom. That's the thing.
Even if the regular one had lost any ability with the Joy-Cons. You could always just dock it and use a controller or something like that. You
right.
know?
That's also true. Yeah. Well, and technically, you could Bluetooth
a
controller to the Switch Lite. Or it's not Bluetooth, whatever it is that they use for it. You could do that. But that's kind of weird to have like a Switch Lite propped up because you can't hook it up to a TV and then you're playing it with a
controller. Yeah, it's an extra hassle. You know? It's an extra step. And it's not. It almost defeats the purpose of like convenient mobile gaming at that point.
But this point now, the Switch Lite is going to be significantly smaller than my Steam Deck. I'm super pumped. I bought Johnny Link's Awakening, the remake, and he didn't really get into it. That was one of the games that got me into gaming, so I was super excited to get it for him. And he didn't really get into it, so I'm hoping I can he'll give me the cartridge and I can play that. And just a few of those. You know, I'd love to play Super Mario Odyssey. I beat the game, but I beat it with Johnny a long time ago. And since my son was playing, we were playing on like the super easy baby mode, you know, where you can't die. So, like, I would like to go back and actually play the game not on that mode.
Did you ever play the Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze?
Good no, game. I haven't. Yeah. How is that? Is it good?
I've only played a little bit of it. Like, I think I played, like, the first, like, world or whatever. Like, the first, like, level or whatever you call it. Like, the first group mm-hmm. of, like, various levels. And I thought it was really good, but they also have a mode on there that's like Funky Kong mode where you start off with 99 lives, which is really nice.
I've had that game for a while and I've always enjoyed it. The fact that it's kind of like a callback to the older, you know, like not 100%, but it
yeah,
really
no, like
gives
the country
you some
games
of that feel.
Is what it goes back
yeah,
to. Yeah,
really,
100%.
Really
yeah.
does. And I think it's challenging, but also really rewarding when you get past the levels. Plus, like Dave was saying, when you get to be funky, you can if you're like a kid or something like that who, you know, or anybody really that you're struggling, you can just figure out the level, you know, with him and just like kind of breeze through and then figure out maybe some of the nuances of that level, the difficulties, and then, you know, just enjoy the game as well. And then you can go back and maybe challenge yourself a little bit after that.
I forget what they are, but aren't there other features of that Funky Kong mode too, besides just the 99 lives?
Like, yeah, he gets to be Funky, he's better.
Yeah, he's pretty much invulnerable up until the boss, and there's still like a little challenge there, so they don't take all of it away. But it's
yeah,
it's
but
really
I think
good
you
when
can
you're playing with your
what
kids.
What you have on or what not too, right? Like in the options or something. Because I think the only thing I had turned on was like the 99 lives, which I need because I'm terrible at platformers, like really terrible.
That's the other one though, playing Prince of Persia like as a side scroller and really enjoying it. Now I am a little more interested in playing some side scrollers because before I just wasn't into it at all, right? Sitting down at the TV, I didn't want to play a side scroller. I wanted to play, you know, a 3D game, I guess. But now, yeah, I'm kind of interested. Metroid Dread, you know, I'd love to try it out. Stuff like that. So anyway, I'm excited. Guys, do check out our good friend Tuna Fish.
Yes.
Twitch partner on the front page of Twitch today. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's made it big time.
Oh, also, I want to bring up, there is a award kind of show for small streamers called Friendo Year Endo every year. And some ANAV people have been nominated, and some friends of ANAV have also been nominated. So if you guys go to friendoyearendo.com/voting, so I found out Tuna gets a graduation award for becoming a partner. You don't have to vote for that. He's got that. It's Tiffany, the newest member of ANAV, is in the running for the coziest streamer. Do check her out, give her a vote. And I was nominated for best art stream, so if you guys would go and vote for me, that would be sweet. And then we also have friends, Tabitha Sabatha, one of my friends, Ebunny B. Tabby was nominated for best hobby and best Pokemon streamer. And the way it works when you go in, just you have to choose two people in each category. So it's you know, to try and spread people out a little bit. So everyone who votes gets to nominate two people, or not nominate, vote for two people. So go there and vote for me, guys. I was nominated last year for best hobby stream, which is just kind of like anything that doesn't fall into the category. There's a few musicians in there, and I didn't talk a lot about it. I felt a little weird about it, and I didn't win. So this year, go vote for me, please, in the art section.
All right. David, how come we never get nominated for this thing?
Because, I don't know. We're not unique enough. We don't do enough 24-hour streams.
Yeah, we need to do more 24-hour streams.
You know what it is?
We just don't know the right people.
I think what it is that you guys don't stream. I guess David could maybe get in on... They have really specific categories.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
Yeah. I'm definitely not there. It's all good. I'm just...
Well, hold on. Let's look. The channels are... Let's see. So the nomination channels, there's Streamer of the Year, VTuber of the Year, Sprout Award, which is like a new streamer, best new streamer. The Graduation Award, I don't think you vote for those. But then there's Best Art Stream, Coziest Streamer, Final Fantasy's Finest, Best Fighting Game Streams, Sharpest Shooter. Farmer, you could have gotten on that one.
Yeah.
Gotcha Gamer Sensei.
Everybody and their brother plays shooters, so that's a whole...
Best you just need a gay jumper streams. Category. You know what? I've made it when I created that category.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't even need to win. I just want the category.
Like, it'll be after you. It's like Game Jumper. This is named after the
maybe
DJ.
You should suggest it, because really they have a catch-all, which is hobby stream. So there's like DJs, cooking, music, needle felting, ASMR, Dungeons & Dragons. One guy's in the hobby stream for speed running, you know? Horror streams, indie game streamers, most interactive, community engagement, Pokemon streamers, retro gamers, RPG streamers, Soulsborne streamers, most unique stream. That's super interesting. But really, I think if y'all want to get nominated for this, then you got to know someone on the nomination panel.
Oh, that's the way it is. Okay.
Last year I got nominated, and I got nominated this year, and both years I've known people. I think people who are on the nomination panel are people who won last year.
Yeah.
I think that's how it
works. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going
to. That's a pretty fair way of doing that.
Hey, why don't you guys go vote for me, and I'll nominate both of you next year. That's how it works.
There we go. That's how you get your foot in the door, everybody.
Yeah.
You got to know people. It's all politics at the end of the day.
In the end of the day, yeah, it's all that. It's not politics. It's networking. Okay.
Networking.
I'm sorry. Song.
Politics is about people.
Yeah, Command is about people. You know, that's it. But yeah, go vote for me, guys. I want to win something. I want to get one. Which reminds me, we should do a NavCast Awards this year.
Yes.
We should bring it in. We should have nominations, and we should make awards. And I suppose we're just talking about this in the podcast. I think Tuna should, we should 3D print an actual award and send
it. That would be really cool. To whoever wins. Yeah.
Isn't that a great idea? Yeah. Of like, hey, guess what? Microsoft, we loved Sea of Thieves, so we're just, you know what I mean, for example.
He was just telling me yesterday how he didn't have enough projects, so he was looking for a new one to do. So,
most hated game sent to Bungie.
We'll give him
Destiny
like 15
2.
Awards that he needs to print out and light there.
There you go, Tuna. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we could do awards, and one thing that would be nice is not just us. We could do an episode, and we can throw out the nominations, and we can take votes from a nav, so it's like a nav's choice, and then we can also have the audience choice.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Award, popularity really awards, and then the nav choice awards. Hey. Because I don't know, I'm sure everyone in the audience is recognizing this, but we're coming up on a year, you guys. Yep. Right, we gave awards last year in January because we started in January.
That's true.
We did some late awards. Yeah. We're coming up on a year. Look at that, episode 45. Mm-hmm. You know, pretty awesome, pretty crazy, and
yeah, and that means we're coming up upon the actual live podcast.
Yes,
which I guess we should probably do in December, right? Since we're all going to be
that's going to be a nightmare. Let's try it
all. Yeah,
that's gonna be nice.
Going to be in the same place at the same time,
yeah,
it's gonna be a nightmare. We should try it out.
I guess I'll bring like my Yeti Nano, since that has like a room mode or whatever.
Yeah, right? Like, oh God, we have a couple microphones that have room mode. I have a microphone that has a room mode too. So we could
It doesn't have to be necessarily live. We could just record it. I could bring my GoPro and we could just.
I could put a couple microphones in.
We'll do it the normal way. Like, we'll just do it live in Discord or whatever. And then,
and you know what? We should bring Craig too.
As a video. Yeah. We should bring Craig too. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Craig, are you coming to an NavCon? No, I respect that. Of course, Craig. I know it's the holiday season.
I feel like this moment.
No? What happened here?
I feel like this moment is kind of like our I am Groot moment. Like, we understand what's going on with Craig, but nobody else understands.
Right. Of course, Craig. But anything you guys want to cover before we wrap up?
Watch all the trailers that Marvel and Star Wars just popped out.
Ooh.
Like Andor Season 2, the Thunderbolts trailer, the new Captain America trailer, all that stuff.
Go vote for me in Best Art Stream, Friendo Year Endo. That's Johnny Bailey. Go vote for me. Listen, you missed voting in the presidential election. You've got a second chance here. Vote for me for Best Art Stream. All right.
Get out of here, Craig.